Just curious, these lists of verses that were, I'm not sure how you put it, suggested by the rabbinical writings, that these would be, considered to be messianic prophecies. Were all of these considered to be prophecies prior to the Lord coming on the scene? I mean, this is old stuff, isn't it? The things they wrote was a
lot of it's
long
old.
Time.
I don't believe that all of those were before the Messiah, before Jesus came. Like
okay.
Some of those are after.
That's even more interesting. I don't know. I just was thinking that if this was written, most of these writings were written prior to Jesus coming, then that wouldn't make a lot of sense for the Holy Spirit to lead biblical writers and so forth to point to the things that the rabbinical writers would have been expecting, and the leaders of the Jewish people. But I don't know, that's even more interesting if they've written this.
I don't remember exactly, but it's in Edersheim's Volume 2, about page 440, something like that, is all this stuff.
Excellent. Curiosity, sort of. I've thought maybe would be good. What would be your opinion on showing also not just the prophecies that he fulfilled, but prophecies he made concerning the destruction of Jerusalem also?
Absolutely.
I was just thinking, it's interesting to me that not only, you established very well the basis of Christianity superior based on its historical fulfillment of prophecy, but some other ways that Christianity is superior, like morally superior. And do you think Islam and Hinduism might accept any of that?
Well, if you're talking to Muslims in general about us being morally superior, they do something similar to what the Jews do. They think of America as a whole, we're all Christians. They tend to do that. And then they look at, for example, the media and all the filth, and Muslims would say all the alcohol, and they say, you guys are vastly inferior. That's what the Muslims would say. Of course, true Christianity is morally superior, and one of the comparisons you can make is, Muhammad, and comparing Muhammad as an individual with Jesus. Muhammad with, all of his wives, for example, the youngest of them, I believe 9 or 11, when they got married. For us, it's easy to see, but I think for some, they cloud that a little bit.
When you said that, it just struck me. So the moral light of America on Christianity is negative instead of positive.
Yes, in fact, that's one of the reasons why they're so set to destroy us, or at least one of the reasons that they use is that Americans morally, and they just paint us with a broad brush as this is the Christian nation, and we're degenerate and corrupt, and of course another with some of them, we're so liberal, like the idea of modest apparel for them is, at least a number of them, is considerably more conservative than us as well, even us as Christians. But when you compare that to our nation, that they look at us as being very immoral. Yeah, I'll just read the words to a song. It says, well, old Buddha was a man, and I'm sure that he meant well, but I pray for his disciples lest that they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Muhammad thought he knew the way, but it won't be Hare Krishna we stand before on the judgment day. Well, I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me wrong, but there's really a message to this simple song. You see, there's only one way, Jesus, if eternal life is your goal. Meditation of the mind won't save your soul. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. It won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune, and we're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon.